This is the Sakar Merli of the 28th of June, 2025. Essence, sweet children, in order to make progress, check your charts before going to sleep every night. Check, did I cause anyone sorrow throughout the day? Question, what bravery do the greatly fortunate children have? Answer, a husband and wife who are greatly fortunate children live together as brothers. They do not have the awareness of being husband and wife. Their intellects have firm faith. Greatly fortunate children very quickly understand that they are both students and that they are brother and sister. However, there can only be this bravery when each of them considers himself and herself to be a soul. Song, look at your face in the mirror of your heart. Om Shanti. The Father explains this aspect to you children. Every day before going to sleep, check your chart internally to see whether you caused anyone sorrow and for how long you remembered the Father. This is the main thing. The song also says, look within yourself. To what extent have I become Satopratan from Tamopratan? Throughout the whole day, how much did I remember my sweet Father? Do not remember bodily beings. All souls are told, remember your Father. You now have to return. Where to? To that new world via the land of silence. This is an old world. Only when the Father comes can the gates to heaven open. You children now know that you are sitting at the confluence age. It is a wonder that some who come to the confluence age and embark on the steamer, then disembark. In order to become the most elevated beings at the confluence age, you have embarked on the ferry to go across. Therefore, you should remove your hearts from the old iron-aged world. You simply have to play your parts through your bodies. We are now to return home in great happiness. Human beings beat their heads so much in order to attain liberation, but they don't understand the meaning of liberation or liberation in life. They have just heard these terms from the scriptures, but they don't understand anything of what they mean, such as who gives it or when they can receive it. You children know that Baba has come to give you your inheritance of liberation and liberation in life. He doesn't come just once. He has come many times. You have gone from liberation to liberation in life and then into a life of bondage countless times. You now have to understand that each of you is a soul. Baba is now teaching you children many things. On the path of devotion, you used to remember God, but you didn't have his introduction. I have now given you my introduction and taught you how to remember me so that your sins can be absolved. By keeping your chart, you are able to understand how many sins you have committed so far. Those who remain busy doing service will understand this. Some children are interested in doing service. They meet together and take advice from one another, and then go out to do service, to make people's lives become like diamonds. This is an act of such great charity. There is no question of expense, etc. in this. In order to become like a diamond, simply remember the Father. All of those names of angels, such as Pukaraj, Sabza, that have been remembered, refer to you. The more you stay in remembrance, the more you will become like diamonds. Some will become like rubies, and others like topaz. There are the nine jewels. When there are bad omens, people wear a ring of nine jewels. Many such examples are given on the path of devotion. Here you have just one slogan for those of all religions, man, man above. God is one. This is the one and only effort you need to make in order to change from a human being into a deity and to attain liberation and liberation in life. Simply remember the Father. There is no other difficulty. Think about why you are unable to remember Baba. Why did I remember Baba for such a short time throughout the whole day? Since I can become ever healthy and free from disease by having this remembrance, why should I not keep a chart and make progress? Many write a chart for 2 to 4 days and then forget it. It is very easy to explain to anyone. Tell them, that new world is called the Golden Age, and this old world is called the Iron Age. This Iron Age is to change into that Golden Age. It is because it is going to change that we are explaining all of this. Some children don't even have the firm faith that this is the same incorporeal Father who has entered the body of Brahma and is teaching us. You are Brahmins, are you not? You are called Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. What does this mean? From whom are you to receive your inheritance? Adoption only takes place when there is going to be some attainment. Why have you become Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, the children of Brahma? Have you truly become these? Or do some of you still doubt it? The greatly fortunate children, who are husband and wife, live together as brothers. They do not have the awareness of being husband and wife. If one's intellect's faith isn't firm, it takes time to change one's vision of husband and wife. Greatly fortunate children very quickly understand. We are both students, and so we are brother and sister. Only when you consider yourself to be a soul can you have this bravery. All souls are brothers. Then, when you become Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, you become brothers and sisters. Some are completely free from bondage, and yet their intellects are pulled a little. It takes time to reach the Karmateet stage. You children should feel a lot of happiness in you. There should be no complications. All of us souls will shed our old bodies and go to Baba. We have been playing our parts for so long. The cycle is now coming to an end. Talk to yourselves in this way. The more you talk to yourselves, the more cheerful you will remain, and you will be able to check your behaviour and see to what extent you have become worthy of marrying Lakshmi or Narayan. The intellect understands that, in a short time, we will have to shed these old bodies. You are actors. Consider yourselves to be actors. Previously, you didn't consider yourselves to be those. Now that you have received this knowledge, there should be great happiness in you. You should be disinterested in this old world and dislike it. You are unlimited sannyasis and rajyogis. Even your old bodies have to be renounced by your intellects. The soul understands that I mustn't attach my intellect to this body. You have removed the old bodies and this old world from your intellects. We souls are now going back home to meet the Father. That can only happen when you remember the one Father. If you remember anyone else, there will definitely be memories of them. Punishment will then be experienced, and your status will also be destroyed. Good students promise themselves that they will definitely claim a scholarship. So here too, each of you should be concerned to receive your full fortune of the kingdom from the Father. Your behaviour should also be according to that. Make progress in your efforts and gallop ahead. That can only happen when you check your stage every evening. Baba receives news of everyone. Baba can understand each one. To some, Baba would even say, "It doesn't appear from your face that you will become Lakshmi or Narayan." Look at your behaviour and what you are eating and drinking, etc. You are not even doing any service. What will you become? Your heart would then feel that you should do something and show Baba. Each of you has to study independently in order to make your fortune elevated. If you don't follow Srimat, you cannot claim a high status. If you don't pass today, you can't pass for cycle after cycle. You will have visions of what status you are worthy of. You will also have visions of your future status. In the beginning, some had visions of this. However, Baba then forbade them to speak about it. At the end, you will come to know all about what you are to become. At that time, you won't be able to do anything about it. That will become your state for cycle after cycle. You will not be able to claim a double crown or double fortune of the kingdom. There is still plenty of margin to make effort. A big rosary of 16,108 has to be created for up to the end of the Silver Age. You have come here to make effort to change from human beings into Narayan. When you have a vision of receiving a low status, you will dislike yourself. Your head will be lowered because you didn't make any effort. Baba has told you so many times to keep a chart and to do this and that. This is why Baba used to say that a photo should be taken of all the children who come here. It may even be a group photo. You bring many groups here, do you not? You can have the date and negatives, etc., all put together. Then Baba can show you those who have fallen. Baba receives news of everyone. Therefore, he can tell you everything. Maya has pulled so many of them away. They have now been finished off. many daughters fall as well. They reach a state of total degradation, don't even ask. This is why Baba says, children remain cautious. Maya can adopt one form or another and catch hold of you. Don't even look at anyone's name or form. Even though you see this one with your eyes, there must be the remembrance of the one father in your intellects. Each of you has been given a third eye, so that you see the father alone and remember him alone. Continue to renounce body consciousness. It doesn't mean that when you speak to someone, you have to speak with your eyes lowered. Don't become that weak. While looking at everything, let your intellects be connected in yoga to your beloved. While seeing this world, you need to understand internally that it is to be turned into a graveyard. Why should you keep a connection to it? You are being given this knowledge. Therefore, imbibe it and apply it. When you children explain at exhibitions, the words Baba, Baba should emerge through your lips 1,000 times. You benefit so much by remembering Baba. Shiv Baba says, constantly remember me alone and your sins will be absolved. Remember Shiv Baba and you will become Satopratan from Tamopratan. Baba says, remember me, do not forget this. You have received the Father's direction, man, man above. The Father has said, continue to grind the word Baba inside you very well. Constantly repeat Baba, Baba throughout the whole day. Do not be concerned about anything else. This is the first and the main thing. Understand the Father first. Only in this is there benefit. It is very easy to understand the cycle of 84 births. You children should have a keen interest in explaining at exhibitions. If you feel that you are unable to explain something in particular, you can tell them that you will call your senior sister, because after all, this is a school. Some study more, some study less. Don't feel body conscious about saying that. Where you have a big centre, set up an exhibition. Put up the picture, Gateway to Heaven. The gates to heaven are now opening. Claim your inheritance before the war that is to happen. Just as people go to a temple every day, so here you have your pathshala. You have the pictures, and so if they have been put up, it will be easy for you to explain. Try to think about how you can turn your pathshala into an art gallery. When there is some splendour there, people will come. A path to paradise is a path that can be understood in a second. The Father says no Tamopratan being can go to paradise. In order to go to that new world, become Satopratan. There is no expense in this. There is also no need to go to temples or churches, etc. By staying in remembrance, you will become pure and go straight to your sweet home. I guarantee that you will become pure from impure in this way. There should be a big gate in the picture of the cycle. It must be made very clear how the gates to heaven open. The gates to hell are going to close. There will be no mention of hell in heaven. People remember Krishna so much, but they don't know when he comes. They don't know anything at all. They don't even know the Father. God is once again teaching us Raja Yoga. If you were to remember even this much, you would experience so much happiness. You also should have the happiness that you are Godfatherly students. Why do you forget this? Acha. To you sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana, 1. Let the words Baba, Baba emerge from your lips throughout the whole day. While you are explaining at the exhibitions, let Baba, Baba emerge from your lips at least 1,000 times. 2. While seeing everything with your physical eyes, remember the One Father. Whilst talking to others, use your third eye and practice seeing everyone and the Father of Souls as souls. Blessing. May you be an invaluable jewel who spends every second and uses every thought in an invaluable way. Even 1 second of the confluence age has great value. Just as you receive 100,000 in return for one, in the same way, if even 1 second is wasted, then 100,000 are wasted. So pay this much attention and finish all carelessness. At present, there is no one who has to take an account of everything, but after some time there will be repentance, because this time has a lot of value. Those who use every second and thought in an invaluable way will become invaluable jewels. Slogan: those who are constantly yogyukt experience receiving cooperation and become victorious jewels. Aviat signal. Practice being in the stage of soul consciousness. Be introverted. When you become aware of the word soul, together with having spirituality, you will also have good wishes and your vision will become pure. Even if someone is insulting you, constantly stay aware that that soul is playing a tamaguni part and that you will then not dislike that soul, but will be able to have good wishes for that soul. Om Shanti.